Imagine a life where you can spend according to your values, give generously, love richly, live intentionally, and handle your finances biblically. That's what the Faith and Finance podcast is all about. I'm your host, Adrienne Hildebrand, and on the Faith and Finance podcast, we discuss personal finance, intentional living, and value-aligned spending by sharing inspiring stories and practical topics to help you steward your finances in a way that honors God and builds your faith and wealth for the present and generations to come. Let's get started. Hey, friend, welcome back to the Faith and Finance podcast, or welcome to the Faith and Finance podcast. I'm super pumped you're here today. As always, today I want to talk about a topic that I actually was curious about when I first started paying off debt, when we first started paying off debt. And it's about what does the Bible actually say about debt, and what are the things that we can do to stay out of debt and to get out of debt, or how, just as always, how are ways in which we can honor God with our finances? So that's what's up on today's episode. Let's get to it. I know there are a lot of assumptions, preconceived notions, and myths, quote, about what God has to say about money. On the contrary, many scriptures do give us direction and instruction about how to handle money, specifically debt. So let me start by saying that I have been in situations where we had no choice but to use debt, whether that be a credit card, a personal loan, or even a loan from a family member or whatever, to pay for emergencies. And it stinks. It really stinks. So why does it stink to have debt? Because not only are you dealing with an emergency in the cases like I mentioned above, but you're also dealing with the anxiety of having to pay for that emergency with a high interest credit card or a personal loan because there's no cash to take care of it. Also, at one point, I started a business on credit cards, which is the reason we were over $20,000 in debt just a few short years ago. And if you haven't listened to that story, I shared that on episode 36, which is linked in the show notes. But it also brought on a lot of anxiety and frustration when we lost our full-time jobs and were strapped with debt. Perhaps you aren't in debt because of an emergency, okay, but because of your own spending habits, or maybe living above your means, or just careless budgeting and overspending, or maybe you have a ton of student loan debt, whatever that looks like. I've been there, done that, got out of it, and so can you. You're not alone, but the greatest part is that you know better now. You can show yourself grace and you can move forward. So I want to outline four things the Bible does say about debt and some tips to follow his guidance on the matter. All right, so number one is it's wrong not to repay your debts. There's a scripture, Psalms 37:21, that says, "The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously." I remember when we were paying off debt on a low combined income, struggling to pay our rent and water bills each month. And we considered bankruptcy at one point. I'm not here to judge and can undoubtedly understand times when bankruptcy is the only option for people. But as a Christian, and for my life personally, I felt that I had a moral obligation to pay my debts. Why? Because the debt was mine and mine alone. Our debt, my debt, whatever, let's be honest, it was mostly my debt. My husband was just along for the ride, was a choice. I chose to open a business on credit cards. No one forced me to spend money. I did not have to build a business I had not yet proved could sustain itself. So when I lost my 9-to-5 job, and so did my husband, we had a load of debt and no income to pay it off. I knew I was a capable young woman and would need to figure out a way to make it work. So I sold off the inventory of the business, found a new job, and worked a few side hustles to make sure we could pay our debts. Now, at one point, we were behind on paying one of the credit cards, so it went to collections. At that point, I was able to negotiate the debt with the collection agency for the balance I had accrued minus fees and interest. It would have been better for me to pay all that was owed, including interest and fees, but I still paid the balance that I had actually charged on the card. I want to dive deeper into this concept on another episode, but the main point is repaying our debts honors God and is the morally right thing to do. Do I think that God will hate you or shun you if you have to declare bankruptcy or negotiate a settlement for your debt? No, but I do believe that unless we attempt all that we can to pay our creditors, what we actually put on our cards or whatever that looks like, we are not honoring God with our finances unless we can do all that we can to pay them back. Number two, we cannot serve God and money. Matthew 6:24 says, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." I truly feel that God gave me a revelation about this verse of scripture a few months ago. I was thinking about how when we were debt-ridden, jobless, and stressed about money, we were serving money. Think about it. When you have debt, are living paycheck to paycheck, or don't know how you're going to pay next month's electric bill, money becomes your idol. When you're in debt, it consumes your life. God does not want us to be careless with our money. On the contrary, He wants us to handle our money His way so that it doesn't have to consume so much of our time, energy, and thoughts. Remember, value-aligned spending does not just apply to our finances. It applies to our lives holistically. So it's so much easier to serve God rather than money when we live below our means, pay tithe, and live debt-free, because it's one less thing we have to worry about in our already busy lives. I talk about money for a living, and yes, I have money goals, but over time, I've developed habits and discipline that help me not to have to think about money, my money situation, every single day, one of which was debt freedom. That was one way that helped me. Number three is that debt enslaves us. Proverbs 22:7 says, "The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender." If you've listened to Dave Ramsey or this podcast for any amount of time, you've likely heard this scripture. When you are in debt, you are a slave. You're a slave. You're entrapped. You're in bondage, a captive, chained. You're having to serve that lender that issued the loan. I remember a family member loaning us a rent payment when we were broke. I felt guilty, ashamed, anxious, and physically ill over that loan until it was paid for. I hated the thought that someone I loved was owed money because we didn't have any money to pay our regularly scheduled monthly bills. We were way overextended. Debt equals slavery. Until you are debt-free, you will be enslaved to your past mistakes. You can move forward in God's grace, but the consequences of your actions will follow you until the debts are paid in full. Number four, Jesus came to set us free. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." I find it interesting that many parallels are made between salvation and financial terminology in the Bible. For example, the wages of sin is death. And there's a scripture that says, "And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace." God came to set us free, to give us hope in a future, to take away our sins, and to give us a new and better life. Debt, in many cases, is a poor financial choice and keeps us from living out our God-given purpose. He does not want us to be slaves to anything or anyone, including our poor financial choices. Our freedom was bought at a price. The sacrifice of a perfect, spotless, sinless God clothed in flesh. I'm preaching to myself too, but why would we ever pull out from under the blood of the Lamb what has already been covered? Keep the faith, my friend. Keep walking with Him. Keep digging yourself out of debt, staying out of debt, and continuing to honor God with your faith and finances. Keep the faith, my friend.